Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listen to the wind blow.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the website that covers all the things that we do here on the show. All the things that I write and my Brain Trust members, all the things that they write, they are very grateful. We're very grateful to them for sharing their important work with us. So you hear a Brain Trust member, you like what they do, you can follow them on our website. You can follow them back to their websites. You can learn more about them. And that's the one for smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then for my new book, The Age of the Customer, that website is ageofthecustomer.com. Speaking of following Brain Trust members home, Marvin Brown is here. And his website is how to meet and talk to anyone, anywhere, anytime.com. Did I say that right, Marvin?
Absolutely.
So check that out, folks. You can find out more about Marvin. That's also the title of his book, How to Meet and Talk to Anyone, Anywhere, Anytime. You can find that wherever books are sold. And Marvin is helping us understand how to improve your chances of not only, if you're looking for work, improve your chances of getting hired. First, getting noticed and getting called in for an interview. And also, but also those of you, us who are doing the interview, how we can do a better job too. Okay, Marvin, you got some more tips for us. Tell us about it.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. And I'm very excited about offering the following, because as I mentioned quickly before, in terms of people who go out on a job interview, there are books, but this is a point that I'm going to bring up that I hardly ever see written about, and sometimes when it is, it's too bland. The reality is that everybody should admit, because everybody knows, that going out on a job interview is an anxiety-provoking experience. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is because our egos are on the line. And no one likes rejection. And by the way, I want to have a word about that word ego, because in our country, it sometimes has a bad connotation.
Mm-hmm.
We might hear someone say, oh, he has a big ego, and that's not a compliment. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, his ego got in the way. And ladies, I apologize, but we do have gender equality in the country, and you could also hear, oh, she has a big ego, or her ego mm-hmm. got in the way. See, and the other issue is we can't even keep it a secret when we get rejected, because friends and family members, you know we went out on a job. And they'll say, hey, Marvin, how'd it go? Oh, I didn't get the job. You know, and yeah. It's not pleasant. And then most people really, literally, have to go out on 3 or 4 or 5 interviews to nail a job. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we keep telling friends, oh, I didn't get the job. Well, the reality is, in the job tip that I'm going to offer people, and again, it's so rarely mentioned, is that when you go out on a job interview and you are nervous about it, I want you to know that there is another person in that room who, while they're not as nervous as you, let's say on a scale of 1 to 10, you're at a 10, you will use the criteria, that person is at about a 7 or an 8.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of being nervous. And I'm sure everybody listening is saying to themselves, huh, who's that 600, 700-pound gorilla that I can't see?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean another person in the room that's nervous? The other person is doing the interviewing, and that is the person. Because, you see, their egos are on the line. The chances are, even if it's for a small business, those resumes came from an employment agency where they were screened by professionals. If it's a big company and they may have come through an employment agency and further screened by human resources. And the reality is that when someone is really hiring someone that way, they'll have 6 or 7 or 10 resumes, and if they turn them all upside down on the desk, shuffled the papers and blindfolded themselves and picked one out, the chances are everybody's qualified to do the job because
right.
they've read the resumes.
And they've got the tough assignment now of picking out the best one, not only that can do the job that's at hand, and usually it's not six or seven, usually it's down to two or three. Not only have you got the job of picking out the person who can do the job, but who also, and this is where the nervousness comes in, Marvin, who also has to pick somebody who fits with the culture, with the company culture. What do you think?
I was about to say that, but I couldn't say it better than you. Yes, you hit it. You nailed it right on the head. That person is saying to themselves, yes, it's qualified, but what they're really trying to do is they're looking around when they interview. See, the medium is talking about the person's history, their resume, and then talking about the job itself. But that's the medium to get to the message, does this person fit in? Even the person themselves is saying, do I want to work with this person? And I might, but do my other people want to work with them? Will they fit into the culture? Is there a quirk I'm missing here? Is this the kind of a person who might look good, but they'll come in late 3 days a week, 10 minutes, and annoy everybody, or spend too much time on their iPhone?
You've got to make sure that's he's right, folks. That's where there's a little bit of pressure, a little bit of anxiety on both sides of the desk. Marvin, if you get Marvin's book, How to Meet and Talk to Anyone, Anywhere, Anytime, you'll learn more about how to take away some of this anxiety. Hey, Marvin, good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, and I hope I can do that.
Marvin Brown, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, broadcasting live from Washington, D.C.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.